past few days, I've felt like something is missing. Maybe a connection, maybe an object, maybe something on my to-do list that I didn't remember to write down. Happens, right? I've double-checked it all. I found a couple of things, but not what I needed to close that loop fully. So I went for a walk, and I found something hiding amongst the bare timber next to the lake. A connection of sorts. A reminder. A pulling back onto my feet. And a remembrance of how the ground supports me no matter how I show up. I remembered I am allowed to feel joy in this moment and the next. Joy without strings or attachment, just simple joy. Joy in rest, joy in being grounded, joy in the breath of a pony on my cheek, joy in the bleat of a goat ready for dinner, joy in the cat who winds herself around my legs. Ah, there it is. There was what was missing. Today, we're talking about that uncomfortable yet familiar feeling of lost joy. That sense that your spark is dimmed, your internal compass stopped pointing north, and you're wandering around trying to remember who you were before the static took over. And yes, I said static, because joy doesn't disappear. It simply waits for you to fine-tune your dial. So let's talk about that. In my hypnosis training, we learned one of the most basic hypnotic scripts there is. It's called the control cabin. In this hypnosis, which you can try later, not now, but later, you imagine yourself walking down a path. And as you turn a corner on that path, a building appears. Curious, you approach and find the door unlocked. You enter, and inside the room, there are all manner of dials and buttons and levers and switches. Every one of them is a control for something within you. Your fear, your anxiety, your anger, your peace, your sense of well-being, even your heart rate and breath. And yes, there is a dial for joy, and perhaps one for happiness as well. Imagine your joy is a radio signal, a clean, steady broadcast that's always humming in the background of your life. It never turns off, not even on the worst days. The dial is here in this building, accessible to you at any time. But your nervous system, now that's the radio receiver. And sometimes the wiring gets noisy. Life throws a little interference your way. Stress, pressure, old wounds, other people's energy. And your system starts buzzing like an old AM radio station in a thunderstorm, if you remember what that was like. That fuzz, that interference, that sense of, I can't feel anything good right now. That's what I call static. It doesn't mean your joy is gone. It means your ability to hear it is overwhelmed. It means you need to go to your cabin, open the door, find the dial, and adjust it. There's some science here, and let's add that in just for fun. So way back in 1988, two scientists named Peter Stirling and Joseph Eyer realized something important. Our bodies aren't built for perfect balance. Instead, they're built to adapt. They called this process allostasis, the art of staying alive through change. Not by staying the same, not by being calm all the time, but by constantly adjusting to whatever life throws your way. Very much like that control room allows you to do in that hypnosis script I learned. And then another researcher named Bruce McCune looked at this and said, well, if the body has to adapt over and over and over again, doesn't it wear out? And he was right, it does. He named that wear and tear allostatic load. Allostatic load is what happens when your nervous system has been working overtime for too long. When you have been the strong one, the responsible one, the one who absorbs the emotional weather of everyone around you, your internal power grid gets taxed, and that little dial in your control cabin starts redlining. You can still function, you can still smile, but inside, everything feels off, muted, far away. Joy becomes a whisper that you can't quite hear. It even feels like something you may have misplaced. That allostatic load has real output in your real world. It shows up with you waking up tired, you feeling off without knowing why, your creativity dropping, your sense of humor goes quiet, things that used to light you up barely flicker. Your body feels tense or tight even when there's nothing wrong. And maybe the most important sign, you can't find the trail back to joy, even though you know you've walked it before. Now, let's step into my favorite pasture for a moment. Out here with the horses. Over there is Prince and Tron and Abel and Jet. Diesel and Miley are nearby too. Horses live entirely by the truth of their nervous systems. They don't pretend. They don't bypass. They don't say everything is fine when everything is clearly not fine. When a horse senses danger or stress, their energy rises fast. And when the danger passes, they release it just as quickly. They shake, they blow out, and then they start grazing again, back to baseline. They are so integrated with their control cabin that they don't even need to seek it out under hypnosis. They just adjust the dial and move on. Humans, on the other hand, we spike and then we stay spiked. We hold it in our shoulders. We swallow it in our conversations. We carry it through our entire day. We take on energy that doesn't even belong to us. And that undischarged stress becomes that allostatic load. And that load creates static in our joy. So how do you clear the hum? How do you let your nervous system settle long enough to hear your own frequency again? This is where we return to the body. Not to the to-do list, not to the story you've been telling yourself. The body and the mind are the radio. Your presence is the hand on the dial. And here's the part I want you to absorb today. You are not responsible for creating joy. You are responsible for clearing the static that keeps you from feeling it. You have sovereignty over your signal. You get to choose what echoes in your body. You get to choose the energy you match. You get to choose the pace you keep. You get to choose which emotions get to take up residency inside of you. And you get to choose where that dial is in your control cabin. Happiness is not something you have to chase. It is something that you tune into. I also want you to completely understand in this conversation that there is nothing wrong with turning the dial to peace and quiet. If joy and happiness is turned up and peace and quiet is turned down, there is nothing wrong with you adjusting that dial in that direction. Joy and happiness do not need to be full-time. That is an ad on a TV show. Real life needs the diversity, the ups, the downs, the quiet, and the busy to be whole. The important takeaway here is that you have the keys to the control cabin, and you have the power to set your dials to the frequency you need right now. I'll see you next week, my friend.